Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's December 5th, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released July 2nd and 3rd, 2003.
Nazarene, we are so glad to hear the Supreme Court decided to keep affirmative action. We reported the Kingdom of God was working with them toward this outcome. Someone has asked, how can the Kingdom of God do this because of its war with the United States?
Sometimes, Alora, even in hostile situations, when something is very beneficial for everybody, it behooves someone to work for that purpose, even though that the people they are working with aren't very friendly towards them, if you understand what I mean. Affirmative action is necessary. It is needed. The troubles between the whites and the blacks will never be corrected until the white people understand that they owe the black people a great debt, and this debt has to be paid, and affirmative action is part of that debt. The black people have to be brought up to the level of the white people so they have a chance to compete on even ground. And affirmative action is necessary to accomplish this goal. So sometimes we have to nudge a little bit and work a little bit for a very important situation. And this is one of those situations. We work with the Supreme Court. Sometimes we don't do very well because they're very stubborn people. But every once in a while, they actually respond to our counsel and do what is right. There were terrible times in the past when they did terrible things that we had to fight against, such as approving of slavery and approving of the white race's superiority. But in this particular case, they did well.
Excellent, Nazarene. It's great to report good news once in a while.
We need more good news, Alora. We need lots more good news. God is calling, but no one wants to listen. We need more good news.
We'll be back after the break.
Do you like tales of men, ships, and the sea? Have I got one for you. The River Lady, a story that I wrote some time ago, that is now available free online.
The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/rl/links.htm. Nazarene, we saw on the news how the entire Anglican Church in England is losing most of its members because of a matter concerning its homosexual priest. Does this have anything to do with your problems with Tony Blair?
Indirectly, Alora. It's something nice to give them a little headache over. You know, you like to stir up the soup and make things extremely difficult for them. But I am very glad to hear that the Anglicans are taking a hike, so to speak, and leaving this abomination behind. It's too bad, but that is what everyone should do. If there is a leader in your church that says, hey, I'm going to make homosexuals ministers, run, get out of that church, because that leader is a demon. That leader is a creature of darkness, and that thing that he is appointing is a creature of darkness. There is no question of it. There is no doubt of it. If a minister in a church says that homosexuality is acceptable, he is working for the dark powers. He is a creature of darkness. Nothing else can be said, and he should be put out, or you should leave that church. There is no question of it, and this is what the people in Canada should do. They should either put out these ministers that are teaching the acceptance of homosexuality and marrying homosexuals and blessing homosexuals, or they should leave those churches because they are unholy, they are ungodly, they are being led by demons, they are being led by creatures of darkness. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. Bless the Anglicans. Bless them forever.
I hope they keep up the good work, Nazarene.
They had better, Alora, or the ones that aren't won't get into my kingdom. Those that will not leave these churches of abomination have no place with God whatsoever. And when they get to the gate, they'll be gone.
We'll be back again.